and I'm Scott Horsley, traveling with the McCain campaign.
I love being the underdog, my friends. We've got them just where we want them.
Hours after news broke that Colin Powell was endorsing Barack Obama, John McCain hosted a campaign rally in Westerville, Ohio, just outside Columbus.
What America needs in this hour is a fighter, someone who puts all his cards on the table and trusts the judgment of the American people. I have fought for you most of my life.
For years, McCain and Powell were allies in those fights, two military men together in the rough-and-tumble world of politics. McCain told Fox News Sunday he still admires and respects his longtime friend, but takes issue with Powell's assessment that Barack Obama is ready to be commander-in-chief.
We have a respectful disagreement, and I think the American people will pay close attention to our message for the future and keeping America secure.
McCain says he wasn't surprised by Powell's announcement, but some of his supporters were. Brett Dickinson and Dana Chamberlain got the news just as they were leaving the rally.
Wow. That's surprising. Colin Powell endorsed Obama today.
That's a shame. Colin Powell was a great commander and a great, you know, head of state, so his opinion will mean a lot to a lot of people. I just don't agree with him. That's all.
During campaign events, McCain usually asks veterans to raise their hands so the crowd can recognize their service. Yesterday, he asked for a similar show of support for Ohio plumber Joe Wurzelbacher. Joe the plumber has become a kind of mascot for the campaign ever since he questioned Obama's plan to raise taxes on businesses and families making more than $250,000 a year.
On behalf of Joe the plumber and Rose the teacher and Phil the bricklayer and Wendy the waitress and all small business people around America, will small business people please raise their hands so we can thank you for what you do for America and job creation.
Later, McCain's customized campaign bus rolled into the convention center in Toledo, not far from where the actual Joe the Plumber lives. Wurzelbacher didn't attend the Toledo rally. He was in New York, taping TV interviews. But McCain again used the plumber's question to challenge Obama's plan to raise taxes on the rich and spread the wealth around.
America didn't become the greatest nation on earth by giving our money to the government to spread the wealth around. In this country, we believe in spreading opportunity for those who need jobs and those who create them.
There were fewer Joe the Plumber's signs in the audience yesterday than in previous days. One man confessed as he left the convention center, he thought the speech was getting a little old. Still, Barb Heiner was glad she came. The longtime Republican was feeling a little down after learning that Powell had endorsed Obama yesterday. Hearing McCain helped cheer her up. McCain promised supporters yesterday he'll win Ohio and prove the pundits wrong again. Scott Horsley, NPR News, traveling with the McCain campaign.